Yep, I'm in the rural area. We're out on Lake Sarah, but I'm in McIntosh every day. I bring my little guy there for daycare.
You didn't grow up there?
No, I didn't. However, I did grow up in the Red River Valley. I grew up on a farm outside of a small community of about 100 people. So I'm very familiar with small communities and rural living. And, you know, funny enough, I grew up there and I attended college at NDSU. And I said, you know what, I will never move back to a small town. That came back to bite me. I think there's so many different ways that you can look at it. And I lived and worked in Fargo, and I traveled throughout the United States for about 10 years. And what was missing was that sense of community. Growing up in a small rural area, you had that neighbors helping neighbors, and you had it to a degree in larger areas, but I was missing that sense of community and more of a simpler life.
Katie Rode owns and operates Sugarbrook Creative. It's a marketing and communications firm. She runs it primarily out of her home in rural McIntosh. She's got clients all across the country, and she took a little time out of her very busy day to talk about why the McIntosh area really works for her and the lifestyle that she wants to lead.
And after I graduated from college, I went out into the marketing field and I started working. And I traveled quite a bit. I got to know a lot of great people in the industry. When I decided to move back up here, there were no jobs for me. And I wasn't surprised. This area, just they don't have a lot of large businesses close by. You've got Thief River Falls and Grand Forks and Bemidji to some degree, but nothing in the area. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to challenge myself by stepping out a little bit more into the industry. And I knew the only way that I was going to be able to do that was by starting my own agency. So I did that 11 years ago. Funny enough, I was living in McIntosh. I had a great internet connection. Mm-hmm. To some people, they can't even fathom, but there are so many different areas in Northwest Minnesota that they still don't have access to that broadband connection. And it's so needed, especially to connect yourself to the rest of the world. And I would not be able to do this without internet, because most of my clients are on the West Coast and the East Coast. I've only been able to form these relationships and do business with these types of enterprises because of technology and because of the internet. And so hopped on the internet, and the rest was history, I guess they say.
Do you work by yourself? You travel?
I actually have a website developer that I've been working with for 7 years. Two part-time graphic designers, and then I have a lot of additional resources that I pull in, different teams that I've been working with over the last decade when I need assistance with larger projects that I do.
Wow.
Because like I said, I work mostly, I would say 90% East Coast. So
very interesting.
Yeah, I work with a lot of larger enterprise-sized organizations, and so instead of hiring full-time employees and running it like a typical agency, I just do it this way because of where I am, and that enables me to not have any overhead costs.
Yeah, that works out great. From what I understand, you were a big part of the facelift that McIntosh has been getting recently. What was your contribution and Sugarbrook's contribution to this revitalization of the downtown area?
Sure. You know, Andrea and I have talked about it over the years. She's got such a vision for things, and I think that's what's needed. When you're looking at revitalizing a town, you need new ideas, but not just new ideas. You need people to open their hearts and their minds to these new ideas. And Andrea had these ideas to do that, and I said, okay, but you need to do some marketing. You can't just open shop and hope that people will come. The nice thing for Andrea is she was established. She had a large following already. With Minnesota Rust. Andrea had that customer base from all over the United States. She had been establishing. And so she was well-known throughout the industry, but she wasn't well-known in McIntosh. So it was a bit of a catch-22, but being that she's married to Bryce Stortle, they're just a wonderful family, and so everybody opened open arms, you know, when Andrea and Bryce moved back. And she opened her brick and mortar, and it was, I always say, crawl, walk, run. You know, you just have to build slowly over time. When she had these ideas for revitalizing and not just opening up brick and mortar for herself, but for breathing new life into the old storefront. There's so much possibility. But if you can create an experience for people and give them reasons to come out, that's going to help. And that's part of what I help with, is giving people a reason, coming up with fun, cool events where people can come into town and not just shop, but they can hang out and they can chat for a while. And so if they wanted to shop, they could sit on their couch and they could go Amazon, Target, Walmart, whatever store they wanted. But because of the way the shopping trends have been going in recent years, people don't have that experience where they're able to go in, look, touch, feel, and talk with people. And that's what Macintosh does. They give you opportunities to come into town and not just shop and support, you know, their local businesses, but we're giving them a reason to come in and we're giving them something to do. And that's strengthening that sense of community that so many people miss.
That's Katie Rode. She is talking about the revitalization of downtown Macintosh and the contributions that she and her marketing company had on that venture that was spearheaded by Andrea Stordahl. It's hard to imagine what do you think would have happened if she wouldn't have come to town with this vision?
Andrea has breathed so much life into town. And not just her, but the people that have been willing to take risks, like Catherine Howard, Howard Soap Company, and then Megan at the Red Poppy. And then you have Neil's across the street in the beauty room. And, I mean, so there's a lot of different cool things in town. But really, the community, change is tough for anybody, right? Mm-hmm. But they really did embrace Andrea, and they really warmed up to her ideas. Toby's done a great job, the mayor, to be very supportive of everything. And I lived in Macintosh 12 years ago when the bakery shut and when the storefronts were empty and there was nothing in town. Mm-hmm. And now there's life in town again. Mm-hmm. So everything happens for a reason, right? And Andrea's a big part of that reason, but the community is too. There's so many people that come, even from, you know, Grand Forks, Fargo, Duluth, but from out of state too, especially during the warmer months. People traveling by on Highway 2, and they stay a while, and we say, well, you know, stop over at Neil's, and they have been around for a long time, and people stock up there and try new things. They head over to Catherine's, and they head over to Megan's, and they come back. They say, this is, you know, the feedback that we've gotten is just unbelievable. They love it. They said, you know, this is like a Hallmark movie at Christmas. You know, we had sleigh rides and bonfires in the streets and hot cocoa stands, and people, like I said, they miss that sense of community. And so a lot of people have made it a regular stop of theirs, and they've told friends. So we're so thankful for all of the people that have been coming through Macintosh.
It's like a whole different town than it was 12 years ago.
It's a completely different town, and it's a community that I'm so proud to be a part of.
Tell me about just day-to-day life in Macintosh. Like, if you were... the young family was considering moving there, what would you say?
Sure. Yeah, every day is different. Every day is different. You know, when I'm in Macintosh for the day, I'm dropping my kiddos off at Nicole's to go to daycare. But, you know, Andrea and Megan and Catherine and Ashley and Neil, they all have different hours. Weekends, you can find a lot of times that they're all open and they all work together to bring different people into the community and to do different events. So, every day is going to be a little bit different. You know, we're really hoping that we can have a cafe again soon, mm-hmm. so that people can come to come together to have coffee and to just coffee and conversation.
Because there's no coffee spot right now.
Right now, no. There's okay. The Senex.
Okay.
But other than that, there's really not a place to just go and hang out. So, Andrea and Megan and Catherine. And even Neil's, they've opened their doors, and some days I will just go into Andrea's, and they, a lot of them have, you know, little coffee stations, and there's somebody that brings in fresh baked goods, and people come in and just sit down on the couch, and they'll make themselves a cup of coffee, and they'll just visit. It's very inviting, and it's a feel-good, you know, you leave feeling good.
It's so exciting how this group of business owners have really breathed life back into a town that was kind of on its way to being a ghost town as far as the downtown area is concerned. this is such a great lesson for a lot of other rural communities that are suffering.
Any community has the potential to do what McIntosh is doing. They just need to have, like I said, an open heart, open mind. They have to be able to look at something and dream of things that are possible, and they have to be willing to take a risk. And then I think in turn, the community needs to just embrace that change, because McIntosh was never going to be the way McIntosh was 25 years ago, 50 years ago. Things are changing. And I think that if somebody can go into one of these small towns, or if somebody is from a small town and they can allow themselves to dream a little bit and step outside of their comfort zone, great things can happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was looking at your website, and you're amazing. But I was curious.
You know what? And I always say it's like the contractor's website. Hopefully we'll be doing another redoing my website this year, but my stuff always gets put off until last.
Oh, I think it looks, your website looks great. I was going to ask, what is the Red Poppy? I noticed its logo on the Sugarbrook website, and I know it's one of the new stores in downtown McIntosh, but like, what do they sell there?
Okay, so the Red Poppy, their main store is in Boston. They also have two greenhouses, large greenhouses. They're not just a floral shop, but they have like unique local gifts from that are Minnesota made.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I saw on your website I was going to ask you about, this is kind of a silly question, but it says you have a world famous hot dish recipe, and I wondered what that was. What was in your hot dish?
What does everybody like, right? Bacon and cheese. You have to add equal amount bacon, equal amount ground beef, and a lot of cheese.
I can get on board with that.
You can't go wrong with bacon.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Congratulations on everything
that's
happening in your booming business and life in McIntosh, Minnesota. Rural life there's something very sweet about that.
There is. And like I said, I'd never move back to a small town. And here I am rooted in Northwest Minnesota now, but it's got something to offer that other places just don't.
Yeah.
The sense of community, the hometown feel, the things that you just can't get in those larger towns. And you don't have a lake in your backyard. You don't have access to smaller schools that have, you know, these amazing teachers that you create relationships with. Everything is smaller, but it's better. Your sense of even security, it's just something that you can't get in a larger town or a city.
That's Katie Rode. She lives right outside of McIntosh and loves her area. She owns and operates Sugarbrook Creative. It's a marketing and communication firm, and she does it all out of her home. She's got clients all across the country. We've been taking a closer look at McIntosh today. Thanks for listening, and I hope you make a day trip to McIntosh and check out all of this great growth that's been going on. I'm Katie Carter, your host for Let's Visit. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.